Key congressional Democrats are criticizing the Bush administration for not doing enough to secure broader international support for pending military action against Iraq. Their comments come after the United States, Britain, and Spain withdrew a proposed resolution that would have effectively authorized war to disarm Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. Senator Joe Lieberman says if the world fails to come together to recognize that forces necessary to disarm Iraq, blame should fall not only on the UN Security Council, but also on the Bush administration.
It will rest in part upon the members of the Security Council who lost their will to enforce the resolution they approved last year, last November. And it will result in part from the Bush administration's unilateralist, divisive foreign policy, which has pushed a lot of the world away from us and from this just and necessary cause.
Senator Lieberman is a Connecticut Democrat who is seeking his party's nomination for president next year. Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, ranking Democrat on the Armed Services Committee, says the administration's decision to end diplomacy is an unwise decision for several reasons. He argues that U.S.-led military action without broad international support could fuel more anti-American sentiment in the world and make it less likely that other nations will share the costs of rebuilding a post-war Iraq.
How is it credible to invoke the Security Council's resolutions as a basis for our action and then ignore that same Security Council if it doesn't agree with us on the wisdom of military action at this time and doesn't give us the resolution that we want?
Mr. Levin criticized Bush administration officials for using what he called divisive rhetoric and a denigrating attitude toward other nations whose support the United States seeks. He said such rhetoric comes across as bullying and domineering, alienating U.S. allies and fueling the inflammatory propaganda of U.S. enemies. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.